According to the board, Central's new focus was the expansion and reconstruction of humanity. An archaeological dig in the middle of the desert was simply too difficult to justify. May understood the reasoning, but it didn't stop her from trying again. She re-evaluated her proposal and made sure to include some enticing details about the Framling coils, calling them a significant alternative source of energy, completely independent and self-sustaining. A perfect solution for future outposts. A few weeks later, she received the authorization she needed. It was a victory. "I guess I should be happy I made it this far," she thought. Indeed, the chance of her returning to these ruins with any kind of research outfit had been thin at best. So why was she so upset? She got what she wanted, and the work was going well, wasn't it? "Because you still don't have any answers," she heard herself say. Despite the past few months and the smorgasbord of information they'd uncovered, she still couldn't find any information on the second jolt, or why the building had been destroyed. More importantly, she still didn't understand what had happened to Terry. She had so many questions. If she could only allocate her resources the way she wanted, why did the board have to micromanage everything? "Maybe if I give them what they want, they'll leave me alone," she thought, but knew it was a lie. She kicked the table. As soon as she gave them what they wanted, they'd order her home. She had to find another way. Zoe entered the tent, laughing with Travis, and Sophie followed closely behind.
"Give me a break," she said. "Mort would kick Jeff's ass hands down."
Travis rolled his eyes.
"Yeah, right. Jefferson has a quarter more load capacity. Plus, his casing is newer. Mortimer wouldn't stand a chance."
"Dr. Curie, what do you think, Mortimer or Jefferson? Who would win in a fight to the death?"
It took May a second to realize what they were talking about.
"You mean the Flippies?" she asked. "Where did this come from?"
Sophie took a seat across from May.
"Don't ask me."
Travis motioned at Sophie before answering.
"Zoe here threatened to reprogram the Flippies to fight each other. I was against it at first, but she's got me half convinced. The only problem is her top pick."
He shook his head at Zoe.
"I'm so disappointed in you."
"We'll see who's disappointed when Mort kicks the crap out of Jeff. Give me 2 days with the little guy. You won't even recognize him."
Travis scoffed.
"Oh, I see. So you're going to modify him, tack on a saw, maybe a flamethrower? You can't go changing the rules."
May motioned for the two of them to sit.
"Is everyone ready to get started? Where's Bartholomew?"
The flap to the tent opened and Bart walked in.
"Over here, boss."
John was right behind him. May waited for them to take their seats before she began.
"I received a call this morning from Prescott," she said.
"What did the little weasel want?" asked Zoe.
May went through the entire call beat for beat, detailing everything Prescott had said.
"Sounds like they're getting impatient," said Travis.
"No surprise there," said Zoe.
"I might have something soon, but I can't make any promises," said Bart.
"I need a more concrete answer," said May.
"I get that, but there's so many problems, big and small. I'm doing everything I can to get one of these buckets up and running. It's not easy. Tell them we need more time."
"I already did," said May.
She bit the inside of her lip, breaking the skin. She already hated herself for what she was about to ask.
"What if I relocate a few people to help?"
He shook his head.
"I'm the only one here who knows the first thing about the coils."
"Except me," said Travis. "But you need me for the dig."
"Right," said Bart.
"Not true," said Zoe, raising her finger. "Travis has been teaching me how to use the Flippies. They're mostly automated, so all it takes is knowing how to boot them on and shut them down. I can handle it."
May shot a glance at Travis, arching her brow.
"When did you have time to teach her about the Flippies?"
"The last few times you sent us to the site by ourselves," said Zoe.
John grinned.
"You two were down there alone? My, my."
May gave him a stern look that said to shut up. He frowned and stared at the table.
"Bart, are you fine with Travis helping you out?"